Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Chance to wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Jackie, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, but yeah, just
for the record, check.
Everybody is paying attention.
Are you wearing green?
Let's see. I get green stripes in my underwear.
Good. You've got more than I do. Hey, by the way, guess what?
Hey, what?
Happy anniversary.
This is the
9 years,
ninth
baby.
Year.
We're still
happy
going strong.
Yes,
this
we are.
When I started 9 years ago on St. Patrick's
yep.
Day.
Yeah, see how well things are going. The poll at DougStefan.com yesterday asked which was your favorite Irish singer or band. 25% of you said Bing Crosby. 22% said Other. I don't know who Other is. Who would be some of the other prominent St. Pat
My Aunt
Irish
Jane. She's
singers.
My favorite Irish singer.
yeah. Okay. Well, that's what, she didn't quite make the list here. Kenny, who's... Who else would be considered a well-known Irish singer, Irish band? I can't think of
the
anybody.
The Cranberries.
The Cranberries, the Coors, the Boomtown Rats,
yeah.
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Okay, so they're all in there. Good. Mm-hmm. 20% of you said Van Morrison, 19% said U2, 14% said Enya. Our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you what's on the menu for your St. Patrick's Day dinner. A, corned beef and cabbage. B, shepherd's pie. C, boxty. D, Guinness. E, nothing special. Okay, formaldehyde. Stay away from that.
Ew. That's Who's having that for dinner?
Who knows? Wearing the songs, though, pretty much what captures everybody. This is a New York. Are there any other... Let's see, Boston, a lot of Irish. I'm trying to think of the other cities where there's lots of Irish. Not in Washington.
Oh, don't forget Chicago. South Bend, Indiana.
Chicago, okay. All right,
South Bend, Indiana, Dougie.
Yeah. All right, why South Bend? Notre Dame. Yeah.
Big one. Fighting Irish.
Yep. Too many fights. The Irish people get involved in too many fights.
Hey.
That. So Netanyahu is trying to win the Israeli election today. And on the eve of it, he ruled out a Palestinian state, which is not very progressive. I don't know whether that wins the day or not. I was talking to some of my Jewish friends yesterday. As a matter of fact, I talked to a lady. I met a woman who is an Iranian by birth, and she's Jewish, which is not something that you would think you'd find a lot of in Iran. Well, you don't these days, but you used to find before Jimmy Carter and the Shah and the deposition. I mean, the whole oil thing. That the Shah had made a deal with your pals and mine, Mr. Rumsfeld and Cheney, to sell us oil at X amount. And then that changed, and Jimmy Carter got mad, so he made sure the CIA was able to dispose of the Shah. And you see what vacuum has been created by that. And then the vacuum created... You just look around the Middle East, and you see the vacuums created by America and what America has done. So... The question about the Palestinian state comes back around, wondering why it is that there can't be a Palestinian state other than tradition of we don't like you, you don't like us, we don't want you here. Is there ever, do you ever see, does anybody ever see an ending to all of the uproar? No. And the hoopla.
And neither does the Bible. If you have read the Bible, if anybody ever has read the Bible, it talks about
I've
there's
read
never
the Bible,
peace
but
there.
I never pay any attention to
yeah.
that part of it. Yeah, the Bible's big, Jennifer.
It
lots
is a big book. I know.
Yes, it is a big book. So it may be that we don't
Did
read
you get
all
the
Cliff
Notes
of
or the real.
I have the dummy version.
Oh, Bible for
Buy
dummies.
The Bible for dummies. Yes.
I've had that one too. Yes.
Have you really? How's that work for you? Pretty well?
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing sort of bothers me. But there are a lot of things today that are bothering me, and I want to get them all off of my chest.
Uh-oh. No,
including
therapy. Therapy yeah. 101.
In a moment, we're going to talk about the last episode of the Durst HBO miniseries. The life, it's called The Jinx. The Life and Deaths mm-hmm. of Robert Durst. The stunning conclusion. Not necessarily that we haven't talked about it, but we have the audio from him
crazy.
Talking to himself. So if you haven't heard that yet, we will have it next for you here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Tonight, after The Voice, the experts of love return on an all-new season of Undateable. My dearest Erica.
You get six words, three of which must be, flap that ass.
Then, from executive producer Ellen DeGeneres, it's the premiere of One Big Happy.
So you're the wife?
Oh, no, I'm his wife. Yeah, I'm his lesbian best friend. She's having his baby. We all live together.
I'm just going to move my pen around, make you think I wrote that down.
It's two great comedy premieres tonight, right after The Voice on NBC.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Honda made Osimo, the world's most advanced humanoid robot.
Hello.
And the Honda Dream Garage sales event, where you could get a great deal on a Honda Pilot, the most durable, longest-lasting SUV in its class, with room for up to 8 humanoids.
Are we there yet?
During the Dream Garage sales event, get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on a 2015 Pilot. Now, at your Honda dealer.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on IHS Automotive, full QS vehicles, and operation registration statistics 2003 to 2013. See your local dealer for financing details.
All right, 13 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So the story of the Jinx, Sunday night, 24 hours after this fellow was arrested in New Orleans, an out-of-state warrant in connection with the murder case of his friend, Susan Berman. I knew somebody, and actually I talked to this woman yesterday. She's my acupuncturist, had a little acupuncture treatment. She was friends with Susan Berman and knew the story, and it was really kind of eerie to listen to her tell the story from Susan's side of things and the way this guy must have popped her off. Anyway, the fellow who directed the Jinx, Andrew Jarecki, what do we know about him? Is he now scored
big time? One little thing caught on tape, and he heard cha-ching.
Yeah. So he's not well known. He wasn't well known before all of this happened.
Not before this, no.
No, okay. All right, so the famous cut, and that's lingo from Radioland. What it means is we have sound from the fellow going into the bathroom. Durst goes to the bathroom, is talking to himself.
He saw this note, so you know that story?
The note.
There were two notes, and they showed it to him.
His handwriting.
And
yes,
the handwriting was the same. And so he kind of got a little shaken up a little, went to the bathroom.
All right. So he's Mike. That is, any of us who've ever done any television, they give you a remote little 2x2 plastic box that has all of the electronics in it. You stick it in your pocket, and then the mic cable goes up to usually your collar or something like that. So he's, for whatever the reason, not thinking. The old adage, Ronald Reagan learned the hard way. Remember the business about Russia's going to get bombed. Everybody needs to remember the mic is on all the time. That's the way you've got to. I sometimes even forget it. Don't usually get into trouble because of it. But this is the sound of this guy talking to himself when he goes into the bathroom.
I'm going to go use the restroom, which is right here. Or maybe this is the bathroom.
Yeah,
you're right. This is the bathroom. There it is. Your cord. Right, of course. But you can't imagine. Mm-hmm. What's in the house? Oh, I want this.
No, I don't think that's. I think that's too easy. No, he's not. He's mentally.
I think he's.
You know, look in his eyes and see what there is there. And there's a certain amount of privilege. Money does strange things to some people. Mm-hmm. The reality of being able to buy your way out of most any problem. That plus the fact that he didn't like the people he was around, so he just, you know, in his mind it was okay.
Off him.
To kill him. And again, I think there's a certain amount of. I don't know how far back you have to go. I'm not a psychiatrist, but I think I've been around enough people to be able to figure out some of these things. How far do you have to go back in his privileged life to see where the roots of this get started? And then as it grows, you become less connected to reality, and you think that everything in the world revolves around you, and you can have whatever you want under whatever circumstances you want it, and then you just, you know, you pull things like, and the fact that he wasn't so insane that he didn't really get away with it. It's been 15 years, right? He got away with it for 15 years.
Well, and I think his ego drove him to do this. I mean, he would have gotten away with it had he not decided to do this special.
Sure,
but I think when you get away with murder, you... kind of like an O.J. Simpson type character. I don't even know if it's crazy, but it's this egomaniac thing that just is like, I can get away with this, well, I can get away with that, and I can get away with the other.
And I think that's part of privilege and money. That's what it does.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right, so, man.
This is why I don't have to worry about that.
Deep breath under the circumstances. What a story. What's the 2020 News Quiz question now? The name of the cyclone that destroyed Vanuatu, V-A-N-U-A-T-U. Learned how to pronounce that yesterday. Never heard of the island before yesterday. Did anybody ever hear of this island before yesterday?
Mm-mm.
No.
Vanuatu, 90% of the buildings have been destroyed by the cyclone. What's the cyclone's name? 888-302-3684. Person with the right answer qualifies for our drawing next week for the trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Again, the question, what's the name of the cyclone that hit the South Pacific?
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment. But switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
If You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with a kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
He deserved every bit of it.
He loved it.
I thought it was interesting over the weekend that Justin sat in front of the Comedy Central couch, if you will, enduring a four-hour tirade of pretty much everything he's done wrong in his life, brutal stuff. In fact, it was on from the very moment everybody arrived. Guests took their seats. An egg was placed on each person's plate for tasting, not tossing, it said. Everybody's plate. Kevin Hart, who is a ridiculous waste of time, in my opinion, was the roastmaster. Maybe that was an appropriate choice. He put it best, quote, "Tonight we're going to do what parents and the legal system should have done a long time ago, give the boy a whooping." Selena Gomez couldn't be here tonight just because she didn't want to be here. That was a lot of jokes. Let's see here. "You have it all except love, friends, good parents, and a Grammy." One of the, and it just went on and on and on. So, but at the end, he apologized.
Yeah.
And the way that I've heard, I saw a little bit of video, and I heard some of the audio, and I didn't feel sorry for the kid, but I thought like he almost sounded like he meant his apology.
Don't buy into it, Dougie.
No.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. He's on an apology.
Am I that easily fooled?
Well, it's good PR. I mean, look, I'm sure he is trying to save his career because he became such a little punk. He really had a backlash. And so he's been on this apology tour. I mean, why else does a 21-year-old kid get roasted? Isn't something like roasting for people that have had a longer career?
A long career, yeah.
Right. He gets roasted so that this was like the ultimate stop on the apology tour. So he could look very humble and, you know. And
so
hey,
you're not buying it.
You know what? Good for him and good for his people to get him to do it. If he was really arrogant, he would have said no. So I guess there is some element of, yay, he did it, but come on.
Yeah.
PR.
I'll take your word over anybody else's because you're up on all this stuff. You're welcome. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with some late-night comedy. Here's Conan O'Brien starting things off joking about Ted Cruz, who is a joke.
A lot of Republicans are in New Hampshire and they're campaigning. In New Hampshire, Tea Party candidate and presidential hopeful Ted Cruz had to comfort a little girl who got scared during his campaign speech. She got scared, yeah. However, the little girl felt much better after Cruz reassured her he doesn't have a chance in hell. So people are still angry about the threatening letter written by a Republican congressman to Iran. Also not helping was the Republican started the letter, "Dear Iran or Iraq, we can never keep you too straight."
All right, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers up next here on Good Day.
During his weekly address to the nation, President Obama discussed higher education and said the most important skill you can sell is your knowledge. Or as English majors working at Starbucks put it, no, it's not. This weekend, President Obama attended the annual Gridiron Club and Foundation dinner, and during his speech, he joked that he is getting older and crankier, which explains why he announced he no longer supports President Obama. You got that? I don't think that guy loves America. We still don't know where he's born. Pope Francis said Thursday that one of the things he misses most about ordinary life is the ability to go out and eat pizza without being recognized. No, I wouldn't worry. Nobody's going to believe the guy who works at the pizza place. Hey, you know who came in today? The Pope. Dude, you got to stop smoking weed. You were smoking. No, man, the Pope came in. He ordered a pizza.
All right, so what would be good toppings for the Pope?
Pope pepperoni, pepperoni of course.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
And pepperoncinis.
Pepperoncini? I don't know what that is. What's
those are those pickled green peppers.
Oh, really? I don't know that much about those. I don't eat meat on my pizza.
Well, no, it's a veggie.
Pepper. Oh, okay. That's hot. Is it hot pepper?
It's sort of a little spicy, but not too bad.
Just like you, Jennifer. 28 yeah. After on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, did Prime Minister Netanyahu's talk before Congress help or hurt his mission to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Bob Schrum and David Frum. It was gutsy, but was it smart for Prime Minister Netanyahu to lecture the president and lobby the Congress in his remarks on Iran before the joint session?
I think he clearly was electioneering. He got a small bump in the poll. I suspect that will dissipate. I think one of the things that was really interesting was, aside from the theatrics of it and the fact that it looked like a Republican Party rally, I think he fundamentally hurt his cause. A lot of Democrats who had been prepared to stand by tougher sanctions now say they're going to wait until the negotiations are over. He pounded the podium but offered no alternative.
Look, the speech itself, I have some troubles with it, both from an Israeli and an American point of view. It is a different kind of speech than is usually given at a joint session of Congress by a foreign leader. It would have sat better with me if Prime Minister Netanyahu had given that speech 2 weeks after his re-election rather than 2 weeks before. But that said, the important fact about the speech is the content, the warning that the Prime Minister is delivering. President Obama's Iran diplomacy has been a series of remarkable concessions.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum, author and MSNBC contributor, and David.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Minutes ago, an update on the situation on the island of Xanadu. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's the
Xanadu.
Vanuatu. Could you put that to music, Jennifer?
Vanuatu.
That was beautiful.
We shouldn't even laugh. Those poor people. Right. Oh, they've got a lot to deal
exactly.
with.
Exactly. 26 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. It's Happy Valentine's Day, March the 17th. Ken Kessler is on duty checking out what you're saying.
Day.
What'd I say? Did I keep saying Valentine's Day? I keep saying that. You're right. Maybe that's what my
heart is. You're just filled with love.
I am. Looking for my heart.
You just love St. Patrick's Day.
Maybe that's the case. I don't know that I've ever been in love with anybody who was Irish. I don't know that I've ever... Well, that's another story.
You know, Irish is one of those things that people just are. So you probably... Yeah. Chances are you might have been.
Okay. In another life, perhaps. So the essence of what we have in our focus is what's going on this island, and I ask as the 2020 News Quiz question what the name of the cyclone is. Tracy, what's the name of the cyclone?
Pam.
Pam is an answer that's worth considering. Buzz, what do you say? You agree with Tracy that it's Pam?
Yes, it's Pam.
It's Pam.
I have
Pam.
My own cyclone named Pam at home.
Did you get that, Jennifer?
I missed it, but I liked your translation. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that was good. There it is.
Pam.
Hey. All right, yes, both of you. Pam! So we'll qualify both of you for the drawing to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs.
It'll
take place next week.
Pam!
Give them both a place in the line, all right, Kara? Pam is gone, but her impact will be felt for years in Vanuatu. The cyclone powered through this area over the weekend. A lot of people are dead. 90% of the housing is either damaged beyond repair. The hospital is out of, pretty much completely flooded, out of commission. Radio communications are gone. Phone communications are down. Tens of thousands of children need help. The Australian government is there with personnel and supplies. I'm sort of surprised America wasn't there, because we always are. But at any rate, that's pretty much the update. There's not much. You've seen some of the video, probably some of the pictures. Imagine that happening in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we see one of these, like the tornado season will start about a month from now, and you'll see over the landscape in the mid-south and the Midwest where the tornadoes come through, the devastation that comes through, and you think to yourself, what would have happened in my town should one of these events occur? Thinking always, and I would tell you as a kid, I never expected growing up in New England to see a tornado. 1954, there's a tornado that blew through our town. And it was a small tornado, but yet, because nobody was prepared for it, it came in and out. And in 1954, remember, there wasn't the kind of warning. There was radio, and there was television, but there wasn't the kind of constant focus on these sorts of things. So people really weren't paying attention and didn't really know. And you got to expect over in a place like this, I don't know much about this island, how progressive it is, but it really is isolated by itself. And so the kind of opportunities there are for communication, probably a lot less than what we have here or in the rest of the so-called civilized world. And some of these people didn't have a chance. And that's the way it is. We say, oh, my God. But can you imagine? Go back 100 years. Go back 1,000 years. Go back 10,000 years. When these things happen and nobody knew they took place. Just wipe an island off the face of the planet and nobody would know. Think about how that world, that reality has changed. We know everything now. Back then, these things took place. Nobody knew.
Yep.
Speaking of nobody knowing.
It's very smart, Dougie.
Thank you. The situation with the Boston Marathon bomber trial, Mr. Sanayev, the patrolman spotting the stolen SUV, the fact that the brother was one brother drove over the other brother, right? Wasn't that what happened?
Yes,
what
do I remember? He drove over, I think, the brother that died.
Kind of reminds you of the what happened in Los Angeles here, Kenny, a couple of weeks ago. Or Jennifer, is it
Suge Knight? But I think
with him, by the way, what's it? Is the trouble with the news media is you hear these stories. Okay, so he drives over these two people. You see the video. He goes to jail. Never hear anything about it again.
Well, I think with Suge Knight was purposely trying to run somebody over. I mean, that's what it looks like anyway from that terrible video footage. He, I think, was just in a panic. I don't think he was trying to run his brother over.
You're talking about, well, no, he wasn't trying to do that, but it's the same kind of thing. Federal agencies, you're going to love this one, folks, made $125 billion in improper payments last year. IRS giving tax credits to people who didn't qualify, Medicare payments for treatments that might not be necessary, unemployment benefits for people who are actually working. The level of improper payments at a new high. What a shocker.
Yeah.
In addition to fraud, waste, corruption, abuse, that kind of stuff that I talk about all the time here, the errors included overpayments and underpayments, as well as payments made without proper documentation. 22 federal agencies were studied by the feds. Three programs stand out as being really bad. Medicare, IRS, Medicaid, $125 billion. How many people worked hard? This is the only thing about this that's relative. Think about how much money you paid in taxes. Average American pays about, what, $10,000 a year in federal taxes? Something like that, $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a year? So think about all that money. Divide it into $125 billion, or if you want to make the math easy, divide it into $100 billion.
And then we wonder why we're broke.
Well, it isn't just that. It's the offensiveness of working and being told you've got to pay these taxes to support a government that is this horrible.
So let me ask you this question, Jackie Doug, because we like to put it in terms of our own life.
Yeah.
So let's say you get a check back from the government that you were not expecting. Yeah. Nor did you probably deserve. I mean, maybe you did. You work hard, so maybe we could justify. Do you return it or do you cash it?
Are you asking me personally what I would do?
Yeah.
if I got a payment back that was improper, that I didn't deserve, that I wasn't owed,
right?
Would I cash it or, well...
Because all these other people that got it didn't say a word about it. They just, you know...
It's a hard place for me to go because that's not usually how my... being in an independent contractor and a sole proprietor business kind of a person, my taxes are... That isn't what goes on, excuse me, in the quarterlies and the stuff that goes in.
We're just playing what-ifs.
Well, what if? Would I give it back? Yeah, of course.
You would?
Yeah, I would give it back.
Wow.
Because it's not, but I do, would I do it without fanfare? No.
Be tough, no. Wouldn't it?
Here I have,
really
I have a bully pulpit that may reach as many as 3 or 4 million ears over the course of a week or so. So would I say something about it? Of course. I'd make a big deal out of it. I'd want to have the local newspaper, the National. I'd want to have the USA Today photographer here. Here's my check. But you know, the reality is we have such a big, out-of-control government. And instead of trying to get the reins around it, every day there's a new program proposed. Let's start this new agency because we got to fix that problem. Let's throw more money at this. And so what do you have to show for it? More waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Horrors. It is. It's horrible. All right. Wait, is anybody following March Madness? I haven't gotten any warmth when I've talked about this from anybody here.
But I hear Kentucky's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, and the games start tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. But isn't there usually a period of a lot of hoopla
a
week or two
start.
Before?
Yeah, there's going to be 3 weeks
this is,
of it.
It starts tomorrow, but I'm talking about in years past... Am I remembering incorrectly? Kenny, you've been around for a long time. Wasn't there a lot of hoopla pretty much at the beginning of March? And it would build up, and there's this big, kind of like the Super Bowl. And I don't feel that. I don't sense it this year.
Oh, I think there's been plenty of hoopla, especially this past weekend, was everybody was waiting for the announcements of which teams were going to be in and where they were going to be.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. 888-302-3684 reaches us here, 17 before the hour. Ladies... May I speak directly to you, Jennifer?
Yes, of course, Dougie.
Spring starts this weekend. Time for the amazing Genucel Spring Sale. If you think that you've had these pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes for too long, do not wait another second. Call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel, which uses the power of plant stem cell technology to target the bags of puffiness under your eyes. Here's a lady who writes in, this is a person listening to us in Upper New York State, quote, I love how Genucel helps reduce the puffiness and lines around my eyes. I felt it working so fast, I'm so happy I decided to try these products. Thank you for suggesting it. You're welcome, madam. This is something that I use as well. You can use it, works for men and women. Call 800-543-9262 and order it now. For a limited time, take advantage of the spring sale opportunity. You'll see results in 12 hours. Immediate effects, or you get your money back. 800-543-9262. Mention Doug Steffen, say there's a special deal I hear, and they will take good care of you. 800, get rid of the bags of puffiness, the lines around your eyes. Please do yourself a favor. Call us and look better. Call this number, 800-543-9262.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online and 328 while supplies last. See store or staples.com for details.
Yes, it is kind of a drag when you're an ISIS fighter and you don't want to fight anymore. So, I don't know how many of you have seen pictures of some of these dudes that are dressed up as, they're dressed in drag, in essence. The violence rages on. People are using any means possible to escape. And for some, that means dressing in drag. The Iraqi army arrested 20 male ISIS members dressed as women. The arrested people used a number of creative ways to pull off looking like women. And I wish that, I don't know, but it makes, I don't know if you should post these pictures or not. They're really kind of...
They're kind of creepy.
Yeah, they are kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But, huh?
Just no? Goes to show you, though, they'll do whatever it takes to run.
Well, what we're hearing, we all hear, okay, these people are all running over there to join. No, not necessarily. Or the ones they get there and they see what's going on, they decide, you know what?
Give me that bra, I'm out of here. Load me up, I gotta go.
See you later, alligator. Oh my God, I saw that and I thought, that's really, that's a Jennifer story. For sure. And you know what? Those of you who've been worried about where Bad Vlad is, it's okay. He's all right. Showed up yesterday. Rumors concerning. Don't you feel better now, Kenny?
Yeah.
I'm so relieved to know. Here's something.
He's okay. He's feeling all right.
Yeah, he's fine. The Obama administration yesterday conceded to military leaders that we are abandoning our plans to abandon Afghanistan. How many times have we had a promise that we're going to get all the troops out of Afghanistan? How long? Not even with Obama. It was with Bush before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure we get them out. Many of the 9,800 combat troops will stay there beyond the end of the year. They'll stay until next year, and then there'll be some excuse to keep them there after that, and on it goes. Another disgusting waste of American taxpayer money. Police questioning three people and more suspects being sought after a shooting that left two officers here in South L.A. shot up pretty good. You know the story behind that story? Jen, the officers were plainclothesmen driving near an intersection. Somebody opened fire on them. They returned the fire. Apparently, there was nobody. This is a neighborhood that's known for gang violence. Nobody's right. Nobody except me. When I
nobody except Doug Steffen and Charlotte, his wingman.
I picked up Meredith at the airport when she came here once. It was last year or the year before. I don't remember. She was here for the first time, and I had some time. We were meeting the kids for lunch. And I had some time to kill, so I decided I'd bring her the long way around over to Beverly. And so I took her up through some of these areas. And I'd forgotten where I was going, actually. Well, once I get into a couple of these areas, a couple of these streets, I didn't really know how to get out of them fast. I didn't really ever let her know It was, but you could tell by looking around, it wasn't great. And I've been talking about how great L.A. is, how beautiful it is. And she's looking around at the buildings.
When did that start?
Yeah, hello. Left turn here. But anyway, I don't think, are the police okay? Three people were questioned in the shooting, but I think the police seem to be okay. This is dangerous. This city is, has some, most cities have dangerous spots in it, but the weather's been warm here, and that's affected people's tempers, too. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Three after the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. So Jennifer and Kenny and I are happy to bring to you Shelley Palmer, who was out sick yesterday, but he's back today, talking about a new study about the effect of posting pictures of food on social networks. Posting pictures of food. All right, well, let's find out. This sounds rather interesting. We'll have that report for you, plus a couple of other interesting tidbits. Stand by?
Stand by your man.
Stand by. Don't go away, in other words, because what you hear will make you a better person. Starting now.
Today, Geico's stuff found in your car takes us under your passenger seat.
Hello, darling. Remember me? That earring you lost? I thought we were close, but then it took 15 minutes to notice I was missing in this ghastly carpeting. That's 15 minutes you could have used to switch your car insurance to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars. Money you could use for new earrings. And wouldn't that be nice? For you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, stop, close that Instagram app, put your phone down, and step away from your dinner. We've become obsessed with photographing every meal, but a new study says that food photos on Instagram ruin the enjoyment of food for everyone at the table. Two researchers at Brigham Young University had 232 people look at and rate pictures of food. Half of them looked at desserts, while the other half looked at salty snacks like potato chips and pretzels. After they finished rating the pictures, both groups were given salty foods to eat and asked to rate how good they tasted. The group that had just looked at pictures of salty foods enjoyed their snacks far less than the other group. Why did this happen? One of the researchers said that those people became tired of the taste without even eating the food, calling it sensory boredom. Next time you post a picture of what you're about to eat, remember that you're ruining that food for all your friends. Put down that phone and just dig in instead. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Getting oversold for wireless service is an epidemic across America. Consumers are unknowingly purchasing more data and services than they need to, resulting in unused data from their phone plans. Now there's a new service on America's largest and most dependable network that gives consumers greater control. Total Wireless offers affordable wireless service options available exclusively at Walmart. Their plans give you everything you need and nothing you don't, such as unlimited talk, text, and 2.5 gigabyte plan for only $35 a month. There's also an add-on of lifetime carryover data cards. Unused carryover data never expires with active service, so consumers can keep the data they buy. For families that need additional devices, lines, and data, Total Wireless is one of the first prepaid, no-contract, shared family plans in the market. Shared data plans with unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigabytes of data are only $60 a month. For more info, go to TotalWireless.com or Walmart.com.
Tax season has begun. Brian Osich finds out that there is a trustworthy online solution provided by the U.S. government that keeps money in your pockets and lets you file from the comfort of your own home.
You've collected your important tax documents and are ready to file your taxes, but did you know there's a program available allowing you to file quickly, easily, and at no cost? David Macklin is with the Computer and Communications Industry Association.
The IRS Free File program provides taxpayers who have an adjusted gross income of $60,000 a year or less with free online name brand tax preparation software products. Free File walks taxpayers through the filing process to ensure they capture all the credits and deductions they deserve.
Over the past 12 years, the Free File program has donated 40 million federal tax returns, saving taxpayers more than $1.3 billion in tax preparation costs.
21 states have their own Free File programs that offer both federal and state filing, so taxpayers should check with their State Department of Revenue to see if they're eligible. With the April 15th deadline quickly approaching, we hope every eligible taxpayer takes advantage of Free File and puts more money back in their pockets.
For more information, visit taxpreprehelp.org.
Tonight, after The Voice, the experts of love return on an all-new season of Undateable. My dearest Erica.
You get six words, three of which must be, slap that ass.
Then, from executive producer Ellen DeGeneres, it's the premiere of One Big Happy.
So you're the wife?
Oh, no, I'm his wife.
Yeah, I'm his lesbian best friend.
She's having his baby.
We all live together.
I'm just going to move my pen around, make you think I wrote that down.
It's two great comedy premieres tonight, right after The Voice on NBC.
Facebook clarifying its community standards policies in an effect to promote greater respect in how people interact with each other online. Is it working, Kenny? Kinder, gentler online posting. Have we noticed a difference in the posts that are coming to us on Facebook.com?
It's too early. It's too early. They just did this.
Forget your Facebook check. I'm not doing it.
to notice the difference, they just did this within the last day or so.
Yeah. Well, everybody expects instant everything, right?
Yeah.
Right. Here's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology developing a finger-mounted camera prototype geared to help people who are visually impaired read words on a computer screen by providing a line-by-line audio translation. It was intended to aid people who are blind, but also relevant to anybody who needs help with reading. I thought that was a pretty good idea.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.